Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
1-2 to wins, and that will do it. Yiner will have to complete the strikeout with a toss down to first, and the Astros win it 13-3 as they pick up a win in the second game of this four-game series. Cam Smith with 2 home runs, Mauricio Dubon on base 5 times, Cooper Hummel, Christian Walker adding home runs. Blummer, that was a full offensive display with 5 home runs for the Astros.
Freaking batting practice is what that was. Todd Callis on the call, Space City Home Network last night. Astros back at it tonight, 9:05 local time here. First pitch, they are in Sacramento. 2 more against the A's tonight and tomorrow night. Framber Valdez on the mound tonight for the Astros. The big story in this one was, to me, Seth, was the 2 home runs from Cam Smith. You know, who's, I think they traded for him in the Kyle Tucker trade. They traded for him with the expectation that he is going to be a big power source for this team moving forward. And he's been fine so far his rookie year. For a rookie who's played very little minor league baseball, he's been just fine. He hadn't hit a home run since April the 18th, and last night he hit 2. We could be on the verge here. Dana Brown pointed this out on the broadcast over the weekend. Like, once Cam starts feeling it and starts hitting them, and he hit 2 last night, so whatever he was feeling after that first one, it stuck around for another one. That maybe we're on the verge of a Cam storm here.
Maybe yes, and just like as he is in a much accelerated program compared to Kyle Tucker's rookie year, and after Kyle Tucker's rookie year, remember we were all looking at each other wondering why exactly is he untouchable?
Yeah.
Kyle Tucker was also a guy that it took a while for his power to really show up. He was really good at hitting stuff to the warning track for a long time, and then he got his stroke. But Cam so far has, in the last 2 months, been playing as an above-average Major League Baseball player. He just hasn't had that power that you know he's capable of. And you might say, well, okay, it's the A's. How much do we want to read into this? As a team, yes, this is the A's. And, hey, tonight you got Framber going up against Severino.
Yep.
So you've got your stud on the mound, and you could get away with having a lesser offense if you have to.
Yep.
Tomorrow night, you've got Colton Gordon going up against Jacob Lopez of a 4.8 ERA or what have you. Like, yeah, you need to feast on pitchers like this.
Yes.
If you're going to sustain this winning that has been somehow gotten you to where you are, a half game out of second place in the AL.
Incredible.
Without having any kind of a credible offense. We know that the potential is there. Cam is a huge part of it. Christian Walker has been playing at least like an average hitter over the last couple months, and his glove is an asset. Isak Paredes has been revelational in a lot of ways.
Yep.
It's just if you get Yordan back and he plays anything like normal Yordan, that changes a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it does. I was real careful for a while to say, like, okay, but he's just one batter, and it's not like that solves the bottom of the lineup, et cetera, et cetera. The bottom of the lineup has done some good things as of late.
Yeah.
Yordan being a lefty in the lineup and having the guys on the bases,
yeah,
that Yordan can sweep home, and having the stress that it provides for the pitcher, like all of that, there's much more of a synergistic effect than just Yordan's production coming.
Well,
back.
I think the feeling too that there, I know that there are guys who their statistics for the whole year are well below expectations. You just cited Christian Walker. I think Yiner Diaz fits that. There's some guys that we're still waiting on. I mean, I think even Altuve to a degree that, you know, he's hitting 270. You know, he's hit 11 home runs though, that kind of thing. But there are guys who I think there's obviously room for improvement with some guys. But I feel like with this lineup, Seth, there's not, like in past years, like Maldonado was an automatic out. Like Jake Myers felt like an automatic out at times. Chaz McCormick, when he was in the lineup last year, felt like an automatic out. And I do feel like top to bottom in the lineup right now, they're at least battling a little bit and having good at-bats. There's not a – even, the catcher position, again, Yiner hasn't hit to the level that I think he's capable of, but the combination of him and Caratini has been a nice, solid professional hitter. They don't have any killers right now in the lineup. Like, you know, Jeremy Pena's had a really, really good year. So he's the closest thing. Paredes has had a really good year, too. But at least I feel like when they get to the – it used to feel like when you get to the bottom of the order, like, all right, we just got to get these three guys out of the way and get back to the top. They're having decent at-bats down there from 6 through 9 right now.
Well, and then the other part, that's the overflow effect of Yiner, too, is or of Jordan, is they haven't had – like, they've seen so few left-handed pitchers. Yeah. So it just there's the advantage that some of the lesser batters that you have in seeing a lefty, that evaporates. So like the guys who would get a leg up a little bit, the righties who could see a lefty more often, like they're not doing it. Jordan being back in the lineup could change that a little bit. Yeah. So like teams have been able to protect their lesser left-handed pitchers to an extreme degree versus the Astros.
Yeah.
They see no need to throw a lefty out
yep,
there.
Yep, that's a good point. Yeah, just the left-handedness of Jordan Alvarez is a big deal, let alone whatever.
Even though, Jordan's been about the exact same versus lefties or righties in his career, but pitchers are, they're still going to throw more lefties out versus Jordan.
Yeah, for sure.
Than they have been as of late.
Yep. I just want to relive some of the magic of Cam Smith, man. Todd Callis, give me home run number one. Put it in my veins, man.
Cam hits a high fly ball deep to left field. Cam Smith may have just hit his first home run since April the 18th. Cam Smith, number four on the season, connects on a home run to make it 3-0 Astros.
Like that.
That's what we like to see. Elevate to celebrate for Cam Smith.
Didn't call him the Camdy man right there, Seth, that I heard. Blum.
He probably said he read my notes, I think. And it's a... I don't know. Blum's nicknames are funny. There's something about the Candyman. I don't know. It just creeps me out.
Candy vibes.
Got a very ice cream truck vibe to it.
A little bit. A little bit. Now that home run, just if you're just listening to it, sounded like okay. There's a little question as to whether this one gets out. This one seems like far less question.
He drills one high and deep. Forget about it. Back-to-back jacks for Cam Smith. And the Astros lead 4-0. Dana Brown said they come in bunches, 2-2 at bats.
That was a bomb. Cam flexing.
It's big, man. If they start getting a power stroke out of Cam Smith, he's been fine just getting hits in big moments. Yeah. He's had some big moments. He had the walk-off over the weekend. But if he starts swinging a power stroke, that's a big deal for this team.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What's the more reasonable thing to wish and hope for? A top 10 over the course from now until the end of the season, they're in the top 10 in runs scored, okay, or the starting pitching gets stabilized and kind of healthy and they end up like the starting pitching reflects the bullpen and is dominant outside of just Framber and Hunter Brown.
Yeah, well, but lately they've been really good across the rotation,
They've been good across the rotation, but it's also still a small sample, and it's going, hey, we get so excited when somebody goes six innings.
No,
it's
It's
a miracle on ice.
Yeah. So what do I think? They have a better chance of from now until the end of the year being top 10 in scoring runs in baseball or stabilizing the starting rotation? You know what, Seth? They're going to get Jordan back. I'm going to go run scored, top 10. They do not play a tough schedule the rest of the way. They had one of the hardest schedules for about the first 40 or 50 games of the year, and they have one of the easiest schedules here for the balance of the season over the last, what have they played, about 80 games? We're almost halfway through the season here. The second half of the season, the schedule really eases up. And I do think that Yiner is going to hit better and Christian Walker is going to hit better. I don't think these guys are going to finish the season with OPSs in the mid-600s. I refuse to believe that. I don't think this is like a Jose Abreu situation with Christian Walker where Jose Abreu just looked like he didn't belong in baseball anymore. Christian Walker has good at-bats. He's starting to hit a little bit, hitting for a little power as well. So I'm going to go the top 10 rest of the way starting today, right? June 18th.
Yeah.
We're going to track this starting June 18th. Now, the other choice is a little more nebulous. I need a, you know, like, is it, what do they need to be in the start? Do they need to be like top 10 ERA starting rotation, or what do they
I think they're already top 10 ERA.
Yeah, I think the rotation is pretty good.
So. I think getting up, well, no, I said to be equal to what the bullpen is, or at least close to what the bullpen is.
Gotcha.
The bullpen has just been dominant.
I'll go offense. I'll just go offense blind on that.
I know, but I tell you what, this is one of those things where I pulled the stat up before the segment, but I'm just, it's just, if you want an illustration of like how erratic the pitching, the starting pitching has been, these are the leaders in innings pitched on the Astros this year so far.
Okay.
Framber, big surprise.
Yep.
Hunter. And then you get down to Ryan Gusto, Ranel Blanco, Hayden Wisniewski.
Yeah. Wow.
Colton Gordon.
Okay, so these are all guys.
Wisniewski, Yeah, Wisniewski. Oh, two of those guys are no longer on the roster.
I wish you had me guess who was third. You know what I mean?
Let's see. Okay, so I've told you the top, what, five? Okay, it goes Framber, Hunter, Gusto, Blanco, Hayden Wisniewski has the fifth most innings. Who do you think is number six?
I would go Lance McCullers.
Colton Gordon.
Okay. Oh, I think you even just said that. Okay.
Yeah. Then Lance McCullers.
Then Lance McCullers, yeah.
And then down to Brandon Walter. Brandon Walter's been a horse with his 17 and two-thirds innings.
Yeah, I mean, these are your starting pitchers, man. Oh,
that is just a revolving door of various guys, some of whom will not play again this year.
Yeah.
It's in the fact that they've been as good as they have been, at least with the starting pitching, it's incredible.
And I think that the either or that you gave me, the difference is that to even just maintain, let alone elevate what the starting rotation is doing, you're counting on a bunch of guys who have started. You can count on one hand how many games they've started. Conversely, the offense, you're waiting for guys who have been high-level major league performers to just start hitting the way they're supposed to hit. You know, it's different counting on short timers to keep being great, to me, is obviously a very much more dicey proposition than counting on poor performing longtime big leaguers to achieve to the level we're used to seeing them do over 162 games.
With that smattering of names that I just threw out there,
the
Astros, their overall ERA, overall, all pitchers, their sixth best ERA in the league right now.
Yeah.
Starting pitchers are the eighth best in the league.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think those guys. Yeah. Do you have the bullpen number in front? Obviously, bullpen's better than sixth if the rotation is eighth.
Let me just scroll down forever to, here we go. So the relievers are, they are fifth best.
Fifth.
In the league
right now. Okay. So I think the two are very close. It just feels weird because of all those names you just had. But the fact of the matter is...
No, it doesn't. It's not a surprise that they've been that good. The surprise is looking back on it and seeing just how ridiculous it is that it's been this complete host of guys that's still one of the best starting pitching staffs in the league.
And then they just...
It's still top eight, despite a bunch of guys who aren't... Many of whom aren't on the team anymore or who are injured for the year. It's astounding.
They just dropped...
It's amazing.
They just dropped Jason Alexander in there last night. Six innings, two earned runs. Here you go. Yeah, it's been cool, man. It's been really, really cool to watch. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Final segment coming up. We'll find out what the guys on... In the Loop have going on today, question of the day and so forth. I have a question. I just saw a video from Sham Sharania talking about a player, not KD, who could be moved, but this player could be moved for four or five first-round picks. Do first-round picks even matter in the NBA anymore, or are they just the equivalent of pocket change right now? Slush fund, petty cash. We'll get to that coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.